stocks took a big hit today. The Dow fell 1,175 points. That's more than 4.5%. To talk about why this happened and what it could mean, we turn to Ted Weisberg. He's president of Seaport Securities and a 45-year veteran of the stock market. Hi, Ted.
How are you?
I'm fine. You have seen a lot in your 45 years as a trader. Well, how does what happened today compare to what you've seen over those decades?
Well, it's never a fun when they go down. It's obviously always much more pleasant when they go up. And clearly, we've been on a bit of a whirlwind adventure here, certainly since the election. But you can even go back to many of the Obama years. I mean, the markets have not really had any kind of major correction. You could probably go back almost as far as March of 2009 when the market started to improve after the financial crisis. It's never fun, Ari. It's always painful, and everybody wishes they had sold yesterday. But unfortunately, they don't ring a bell. They don't tell us when to do that, and that's part of, it's just part of stock trading.
You know, you describe this as a correction. The market had been going up pretty steadily over the last year. Why do you think this happened?
Well, with the benefit of 2020 hindsight, I think part of the reason could be actually the very positive economic news that we got out of the government last week. And
Friday's jobs report saying hundreds of thousands of jobs and wages had gone up.
Yeah. Exactly. And then you had some comments from an Atlantic Fed that they were, that they thought the possibility we might even see 5% GDP growth. Well, the one thing that the stock market has risen the back of the last 8 or 9 years has been zero or very, very low interest rates. And anything that would even smell like interest rates are going to move up higher and faster than the Fed has already telegraphed to investors sent a very nervous shockwave through the markets. And you saw the 10-year bonds start to sell off and the interest rates went higher, 30-year. And with a market that's been on a bit of a tear and not had any kind of correction, clearly overbought, trees don't grow to the sky, all the cliches. there's always something.
Yeah.
It's never what one expects, but there you are. I think that's as good a reason as any.
You know, Ted, you've been a trader since before computers were the ones doing all the trading. Do you think that makes a difference in a day like today?
Well, I do. I mean, listen, I remember the crash of 87. We were down 22% in one day, quite dramatic, certainly compared to today's sell-off.
Makes today's 4.5 look not quite so bad.
Right, not quite so bad, exactly. And the reason with the benefit of hindsight then was portfolio insurance, which is a fancy word for computer trading. And the markets have changed dramatically over the last 8 to 10 years. The market to become more opaque, more volatility, more computer trading than ever, algorithms driving the train. I mean, if you look at the screen today, I'm looking at the screen as we speak. I mean, every stock on there is down between 2.5 and 5.5, some even 6%.
Wow.
Every one, with no exception.
That's the market. We're going to have to leave it there. Ted Weisberg of Seaport Securities, thanks so much for joining us.
Bye-bye.